You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. This is season 8, episode 15, questions and answers. Mimi finally goes to check Stevie for Ty, and Carly's friends are trying to help with her depression while Jock holds private interviews for Salon Echelon. Keep it locked right here as we dish on all that tonight.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, let the buzz begin.
Hey, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah.
Now go buzz. Now go buzz.
Yeah.
Now go buzz.
Hey, I hope you guys are ready for this jam-packed show. We have a lot going on. We have tweets talking about Mimi lying to Stevie and Carly and Mo and Stevie's toxic relationships, all that going on. Then we have some news and gossip. Plus, I ran into a few of the cast members at the BET Awards.
Ooh.
Yes, y'all gonna want to stay to the end of this one. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I can't do it without my girls, Lanisha and Jay.
What's up?
You're there too.
Y'all must be ready because this episode was a good one. What were your overall thoughts?
Man, you want to go first?
Oh, I was just happy that we're finally getting some answers to Carly because as it was unfolding, her relationship, it was very confusing.
Mm.
So I think it's unfolding some more, and I think we're getting a little bit more answers, and I'm happy about that.
Yes.
You know, I'm a little skeptical about the whole Sharonda situation with Jack. You know what I mean? I feel like at this point, Kendra might just be like, this is the last straw. The tea has been spilt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Sharonda and Jock, but she burning down the salon. It's some stuff going on.
How?
Well, my overall thoughts, I think that we definitely want to see Carly happy, but happy Carly means messy Carly? Is that what happens?
But, I mean, depressed Carly looks so, like, it's just, you know.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not.
It's not the same.
I would prefer messy Carly. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean.
Well, I want to shout out everyone for commenting. Annette Martin, Carl Walton, Danielle Reed, and Janice Washington. Thanks for tuning in. And leaving comments. And if you're listening, like and subscribe and thumbs up and all that good stuff. Five stars. So, let's just get into the episode because a lot was happening. Ty has been overseas, but she's seeing things on Instagram, photos with Stevie and his woman, Faith, and Mimi, and he's doing it, I guess, to manipulate something. That's what Ty is saying. I don't know. Is this a manipulation move?
I agree. I think he's throwing some jabs and trying to act like he's all peaceful now. I'm happy. I'm with Faith. But let's be honest. I'm a little bit hating because you with my woman, Mimi. I think that's what it is.
I just feel like the caption wasn't necessary. I mean, it's cool if, you know, you co-parenting, but, you know, you don't have to say that caption. You know what I mean? I feel like if that's what set Ty off because it just sounds spiteful.
I think what set Ty off is she feels like she lets Stevie just get away with everything and not, like, checking him. Like, this mm-hmm. is why she finally goes to talk to Stevie. But is Mimi letting Stevie just get out of hand? Because a lot of his other baby mamas and people that he deal with, they don't put up with Stevie's mess. Mm-hmm. They put him on child support. They don't let him see the kids sometimes. So Mimi is the nice one. And I think that's why he holds on to her so closely.
Mm. I think no matter what, like, whether she yells, it don't get to Stevie because that's me. Like, that's why he was laughing. Yeah. How he be rubbing his lips like that? Like, I think he low-key flirting. I do.
They must have some microaggression situations going on.
Yeah. And I do remember us covering this topic, and remember how Jocelyn, she also was agreeing with Ty to the situation, talking about how Stevie don't be seeing Bella. So.
Well, they said Jocelyn's the one who keeps him from her. So, I don't know. Whatever's going on.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
With Jocelyn and Stevie, it's over, and she's not letting him see baby Bonnie Bella. But Ty is taking it upon herself because she's making a relationship with Ava, and she's doing it enough where she's taking solo pictures with Ava on the gram. Most people don't do that. It's like a group situation, but is she overstepping her boundary a little bit?
No, they've been dating for a while, haven't they?
Either way, I don't think I personally don't think
so.
She is.
Why is she? Mm-mm. I mean, are we taking pictures with other people's kids, even though if it's your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever?
I think it just depends on the situation and the relationship, because I feel like some are okay with it and some aren't. In the situation, I feel like with Ty and Mimi, it seems like Mimi is very comfortable with her to be with the daughter. And, you know, they've been together for a really long time now, to where it's just like, okay, I should be okay with this or whatnot.
Okay, on the flip side, remember when Faith and Stevie told Ava about them being married and Mimi flipped? It could be the same situation if Stevie was mad about Ty and Mimi getting together and doing, you know, a little more relationship-wise, taking it to another level. Why can't Stevie be outraged as Mimi?
Well, Mimi, now that she met Faith, she's fine with it. Like, I think the problem was her not meeting someone who is going to be around her kid.
Well, Stevie met Ty. He has a problem with Ty. So if what if Mimi had
But what's the reason, though? The real reason?
What if Mimi had a problem with Faith? Then what? He's still going to be with Faith, right?
You can't and he's still going to be taking pictures with Ava. So why are you all Mimi?
I just think that it needs to be, depends on the relationship, and they need to talk about it if it's okay or not. Because you're right. Because if it was on the other side, you know, he would probably trip or she would trip. And so it just needs to need to have a better understanding of what they can and cannot do in order for them to be okay and be able to co-parent at the same time and not have to deal with that.
And not be a childish reason, Stevie. Mm-hmm.
So if Faith takes a picture with Ava and posts it on the gram, it shouldn't be a problem, right?
No, Mimi should not say nothing or have a problem with it, because Stevie can easily get that Instagram picture and send it to her and what's up.
She definitely has some problems, because when she went to the studio, she was mad. She's like, you about to break up my relationship.
No,
she was about to slap him. They had to get security in there. We don't see Mimi get that mad. I mean, she gets mad and she screams and she'll get in your face, but she's not slapping people and all of that.
I mean, she loves Ty. She says she will not let Stevie ruin this next relationship. She said, you got me messed up. I'm gonna bring my
So we think this is gonna last, Ty and Mimi?
I mean, if Mimi understands why Ty is concerned, because I feel like Ty's concerns do make sense at the same time. Because also at the same time, you know, I mean, a lot of people see Stevie's motives and how he is as a person. And it sucks because Mimi, it seems like she understands, but she still is nice about it when it comes to him.
Yeah, I think that this is like more serious relationship.
I don't think it's serious. I feel like Mimi, when somebody switches back and forth, they want the dude. I mean, I just feel like this is like a comfortable situation. I think she really wants a man. I'm not saying it's Stevie, but I think she would be happier if it was a dude. And I think Stevie would respect it more. And I'm not saying it's right if it was a dude. He wouldn't be trying all this like back and forth if it was like, I don't know, a football player or something.
Just like man. A manly man. Well, man witch.
All these people, exes and baby mamas, are having issues. Jock is deciding to be a man about his situation and let his baby mamas know before they hear it in the streets that he's about to marry Kendra, and he has a good relationship with two of his baby mothers, and they sit down, Alex and Senna and Jock, and they talk about like what's life gonna be like if he marries Kendra. They seem to be okay with it. They do want to talk to her, which is the same situation like we were saying with Mimi and Stevie and Ty and their whole situation. So what do we feel about this baby mama sit down? Do they need to talk to Kendra?
That's what I was gonna ask y'all, because I feel like I appreciate how he sits them down, just because, you know, there are probably some baby mamas who feel some type of way towards him. But also at the same time, I feel like it's not their business as well, because it's not like he has a child. You know what I mean? Like, this is his marriage, and it's like, that's his own life.
I feel like we give different...
he does have a lot of, like, baby
mamas. I feel we give different stipulations to different couples, because, okay, Mimi was so adamant about sitting down with Faith, so now Jock is getting ready to marry Kendra, so she does need to sit down with the baby mamas and see, like, how the parenting is gonna happen.
Oh, yeah, just for so sure.
To have
I just think that...
understanding.
I agree with that. Like, as I said, I appreciate how Jock sat them down and whatnot, because, you know, he does have kids as well that's gonna be hanging out with Kendra. But also, at the same time, like, there's this to a certain extent where it's just like, okay, well, this is my own life. I'm gonna let you know what I'm gonna do, but, you know, this isn't me trying to get your approval. I'm just letting you know.
Right. Like, I honestly think that the sit down, first off, I commend them, because I like what you said.
Well,
I
did two. Not see
a lot. Yeah, bad. I was gonna say it's only two.
I've seen one go crazy. Okay, so to have two baby mamas
plus Carly.
I'm talking about that sit down though with the baby mamas though. That was pretty calm.
We
wanted
her happy, huh?
That was a pretty calm sit down.
That mean they really over him. The other two, they not over him, and Carly's not.
I don't think Carly's over him.
I think she's a little bit.
Now that she's like going through this situation though, definitely this is going to bring her back to Jock. But
but this is the thing. The girls are saying they like Kendra, they're cool with her, let's sit down, let's hash it out. But on the flip side, they say it's like a slap in the face that he wants to marry her and not them. They're still salty, I think.
But also at the same time, like, look next to you. Like, you're sitting next to another baby mama. You know what I mean?
But look at what they're trying to do. They're like, oh, he's flirting with girls in the salon. Like, he's doing this and he's doing that. And they're bringing up the past. I feel like when you're in a relationship, there's going to be moments where a guy's playing and then y'all are kind of serious, but y'all not serious. Like, when he decides to get on one knee, he's probably serious now. He's letting all those people go. And I feel the same way with women. You can date exclusively and have sex with one person exclusively, or not, you know, have sex. But just be with someone exclusively and still date around, you know what I mean? And not put all your eggs in one basket, because until you put a ring on it, you're single and you're closing off your options.
That is facts. Okay. I agree. That is so facts.
Wait, I agree.
So that's what I'm saying. Jock is not wrong for dating around until he's ready to get out on one knee. Because like all the stuff he's saying.
Because technically dating is, you're literally dating one person, but also you're seeing other people until either, like, it's very known, like, known to the point where you're like, okay, I realize I personally don't want to, like, talk to anyone. You don't want to talk to anyone. Or a ring on the finger.
Exclusively. That's where I got confused. Yeah, I don't think you should be able to date around anybody if you're exclusively with me.
I'm not saying exclusively. Okay. I'm just saying dating. If you're dating, if you go from dating to engagement, you're still free to date other people. I'm not saying just go around having sex with people, which is sounds like what Jock is doing and making these girls jealous. That's not right. But I'm saying you're open to dating other people.
But are you skipping the boyfriend and girl? It sounds like you're skipping the boyfriend and girlfriend part.
I think with the boyfriend and girlfriend part, it's to a certain extent. It's me personally, it's all about communication. So I agree exactly what V says, only because, like, you know, it is right. At the end of the day, you are dating the person. You're dating you're dating that person in order to get married at the end of the result. And so sometimes people end up dating so long to where they realize that's not the person I want. And that is how situations happen with other people.
Or they're dating so long, they cut themselves off from other opportunities, and this man decides he never wants to date you, i.e. Mimi, i.e. a few of these other ladies who never got married. You know what I mean? And you're just dating forever and ever and ever. That's why I say you should be able to keep your options open.
Because I understand now with that, with the whole, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, like, yeah, you're sure right. You know, I don't want you to, like, you know, be all up on other women. But also at the same time, like, you know, it's...
Let me tell y'all something. If you date me and we're exclusive, we are exclusive.
No facts.
So then you might get the ring. Y'all should be ready to get married then, right?
So.
I don't know. These baby mamas aren't ready to accept Jock getting married.
I don't want to scare them away.
They're trying to see if Kendra's even ready. Like, I feel like it's a little messy that's going on there. But what is also messy is how Jock is doing these interviews on the private scene. It looked like a strip club because the way these ladies dressed for the interview, honey.
That's not an interview. That's a casting call. That's a casting call.
For what, a porn?
It's a casting call. It's not an interview.
What were they casting for?
What can you do? Climb? Can you climb?
Ooh.
Can you throw it?
Some of those answers and questions in this interview, honey, it sounded very questionable. It didn't sound... Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
He just looked like he just wasn't comfortable because he knew he was going to get himself in some mess.
But why are these ladies so willingly throwing themselves? Like, even if you're trying to get a salon manager, you're not getting paid that much to be doing all of this.
Okay.
Like, you're doing too much, honey.
They try to secure the bag. They see dollar signs in the eyes.
Listen, that lady said I could touch in and outside the shop. What?
Yeah. We don't have... I don't know why she brought that up.
What kind of shop do you think I'm running?
Wild. Women are wild, honestly. No filter.
That's how he got in trouble with Sharonda, because no telling how she came to the interview, because she's tripping. But before we go on to the next topic, Jade, you have a message for us?
I do. So, well, first of all, I want to say thank you for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. And, you know, without y'all, we wouldn't be able to be here today and be able to just talk about all the tea and the gossip. But in order for us to continue to give you that tea, please go ahead and go on YouTube and you can subscribe us. And also, if you're listening to us on Apple or iTunes, you can go ahead and give us that 5-star rating.
Yes, give us a 5-star rating. Let us know what you think about us and Salon Echelon. Should they be giving interviews like
That's a nice name, though. It just rolls with it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Echelon. Those employees are not top echelon at all. Okay. Carly goes to vent to Rashida. She's having a little depression and she needs someone to talk to. Yeah. Dr. Jeff wasn't enough. She had to walk out of that session. So
Rashida, she's trying to listen to Carly, but she's kind of dancing around the issue. She doesn't have the courage to get it out because she's scared of what people are going to think. She's scared of what Mo's going to do. Mm-hmm. And it seems like she's gotten herself into an abusive situation. Whether it's just verbally, we don't know if he's put his hands on her, but she mm-hmm. seems scared.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's a verbal abuse, and that's probably why she was scared to say it. Because she didn't know what to call it. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's definitely, you should never be scared of your man. Mm-hmm. Never.
Not even that. You should, like, if you can't literally tell me what's going on in your relationship, like, it's so hard for you to get it out and you're just dancing around something, something's wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's like, music and not music. I'm like, what? I was confused. I'm like, they cut something there.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Is he not letting her listen to certain music?
Maybe Jock's music? Maybe can't listen to Jock's music?
Well, she showed me at the radio station a lot, so it can't be that.
I don't know, but all I know is that she's definitely something, there's some type of abuse going on, because I'm not even trying to make assumptions, but somebody shouldn't be that scared like that. And Rashida, mm-hmm. I commend her for saying that is not how a person should be living. That is not how a person should be living.
And now that I'm seeing this curfew and all this other controlling nature from him, I'm starting to see why she's cut off Pooh. I don't think it's because she really doesn't like Pooh. I think this man is really like shutting everything down, because I guess she was doing that crazy stuff with Pooh and the crew and everybody, and
he wants
her.
Like,
yeah, he wants her to calm down. I think it's okay to calm down when you're in a relationship. It's one thing, you're a single woman, you're out here twerking, you're doing it, you know, but it's another thing when a man is not accepting you as the person that you are.
Yeah.
It's a thin line, because it's like, you do need to carry yourself a certain kind of way, but then there's also the control factor of, are you a prisoner in your own home or something? Mm-hmm. So it's a very thin line for me.
It's funny that you said with Pooh, I wasn't even thinking about that till you brought that up, because like what her friends were saying, she's normally open about that type of stuff. She don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she's a sexologist.
Yeah, like, she doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you mention it, like, that could be probably one of the reasons why it's like, I don't know what he's gonna do, I don't know what he's gonna say, like,
I need you to, you know,
like, to
deny it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like, she's like, do it for my daughter, but I really think it's because Mo is like, what have you been doing with this Pooh girl? And she needs to stay away from you. And then the crew keeps bringing her around, and that might be getting her in trouble. He's like, oh, you hanging with Pooh? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought you weren't hanging with Pooh anymore. So right. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think you're on to something. I honestly think that's
connecting the dots.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We do investigative journalism over here.
So, Carly, we got you. We got your bag. Let us know.
Yes. But one thing I did notice when Carly was in the salon with Shekinah, you know, getting her hair done, all these, like, close-ups and HDTV with these lace front wigs is too much. All the baby hair, fake baby hair, and the glue and the foundation. God. Y'all gotta get these wigs together, honey. Y'all a professional celebrity stylist. I need to not see the glue in the foundation together.
Okay, y'all need to stop rushing production. Stop rushing on these people.
Because I don't want to see the glue no more.
But look, Shekinah, she's hilarious, though. The fact that, you know, the medicine that will help Carly.
What's the medicine?
Gossip.
Oh,
yes.
That was hilarious. She's like, well, we don't like usually
deal with it. I think it worked, though.
But it did work. It did work.
She's like, I got something to talk about now. Like,
she's like, what?
But I like how she handles situations now. Shekinah, like, you know, she's actually, like, thinking about actions and whatnot, because she, you know, she knows that usually she don't put business out like that, but, you know, she's like, I'm
girl, she always
put
business out. Look at how she was acting at the seminar she was hosting with Kirk and Rashida. Mm. Now, I don't know why they had this seminar. Why did they have this seminar, y'all?
I don't know.
Did y'all see the awkward pause?
Who paid to go to this? I hope it was just free extra. Just come down and be on the show, because if you're paying to go to a Kirk and Rashida seminar about relationships, I don't know what's going on. Like, go find Dr. Jeff's. Anybody but Kirk and Rashida. Anybody. You can call me. Tweet me. Instagram me.
Go to Devon Franklin and Megan Good. Just like, listen to them at least if you're going to talk about it.
They haven't been together 18 years, but.
Not true. I don't know. I mean, but really, I'm not even going to get into that.
Here's the thing. Just because the time has been that long doesn't mean it's right. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people just settle. Mm-hmm. Like, Carly is thinking about settling into this relationship even though she's not happy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that. So, just because you've been with somebody for years doesn't mean you're qualified to give advice. I'm just saying.
Yeah, at all.
Are they even happy?
They couldn't. No. Like what you just said, the awkward pause.
It was so awkward. It looked like they were, like, getting into something just now, and then they cut it off. I was like, This is not advice. If I was in the crowd and I saw that, I'd be like, why am I here? Please, can I have my ticket back? Like,
that's why I'm supposed to be happy. It was free because I would just want to see. I would want to go for that. The drama.
To be happy.
That would be the only reason why.
Live drama, live on TV.
And honestly, I just wish that they, you know, at least cheated Shekinah a little bit open more. I was like, man, this is not the camera view of, like, the interview.
Okay? Yeah, I don't think they were they had to make it where they could get. No, they had to get Akbar and Scrap in the scene because Akbar walks in ready to start some mess because she done linked up with Pooh. Pooh done told her some tea like, all these girls are bullying me, and Akbar to the rescue, Miss Queen of ATL.
That explains. Okay, I was trying to wonder about their beef because I have been hearing it on the outside about, like, Akbar and Shekinah having beef, but I didn't know why. So now it explains. It's Shekinah's ex-boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend and Akbar's baby daddy. So this is Akbar's
first?
I don't know. I think it was Shekinah because it sounded like.
So then Shekinah, why are you still on her? Oh, they did say that Shekinah. I mean, I don't really think Shekinah's worried about that, though. Is she?
She's. Nah, but you know how people are about their ex and their baby daddy. They
I feel like
still.
Everyone just is a baby mama or a baby daddy in this situation.
Oh, people never get over their exes all the way. That's why you got to cut it off, change your number, block them off of Instagram, because y'all doing too much trying to be friendly after. No, we don't want to be friends after. Just break up. Leave me alone, okay?
And just go our separate ways. I wish you well. You wish me well. But I will say, I was proud of Shekinah, though, because she really is like, I ain't gonna touch her. The heck?
She's like, why would I tarnish my future?
Exactly.
Thank you. You did the opposite of what Shay did. Thank you.
The only smart person in the cast.
But Akbar, she's bold, though. She was trying. Everybody was just like, what?
Ooh, she was definitely bold. I don't know what her and Pooh have planned or in store, but one thing I am glad is that Pooh is starting a business. It's finally something for her to do.
Yeah.
She needs something to do. But it seemed like her husband just be trying to give her anything to do, because when he had the studio session, he was like, oh, I want to introduce y'all. Then he left the room. He just wants something for Pooh to do. She needs something to do.
I never heard of stick-on eyeshadow. Or was it just stick-on
lipstick?
It's
new.
Oh.
It's her new product. Pooh, send us some eyeshadow, girl, so we can try it out and see how we look. And lashes and lip plumper.
We can show how it looks.
Yeah. We need lashes.
Yes, lashes. Oh, I do.
Listen, if it look good on me and it's free, I'm here for it.
Let's test out your product, Pooh.
I'm here for it, Pooh. Yes. If it looks good on me, I'm here for it.
I wonder what color she has. Well, let's get into my favorite part of the show. It's a special edition.
That's what we like.
You know what? I decided to take it easy on you girls today. So, you do listen to R&B, right? Because I'm doing an R&B edition this time for Guess That Bar. If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and the panelists have to guess the artist and the name of the song. And you can help in the live chat. You can tune in and leave a comment. Let us know.
Me cheat.
Guess that bar.
Let us know.
Get the bar.
If you know how to guess the bar. All right, let's go. It's only going to be a matter of time before you get loose and start to lose your mind. Cop you a drink, go ahead and rock your ice, because we celebrating no more drama in our life. We got a great track pumping. Everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations at the door.
I'm not sure. Wait. Let me think about that. No. When she got into the party jumping.
Wait, hold on. They never know it. 5, 4, 3.
And it's in my head, too.
And she said, you didn't get it. It's Family Affair, Mary J. Blige. No more drama.
Yeah.
Hateration in the dancery. Yeah. I told you I'm doing an R&B version.
Yeah.
You know, they just honored Mary J. Blige for her lifetime achievement at the BET Awards. So I'm trying to show her some love. All right, let's do number two. If I told you once, I told you twice. QB throwing the booty like a groupie from Mo Ice. Armor truck heist. Hit the bonus in the bushy. I love you since the days of Juicy. Now watch you play Columbo Picasso. Tricks inside colossals. Turn your castles into brothels.
I'm just enjoying these lyrics.
Who you love and who you want to be hugging? Dripping on your Ninja Hunter with Tanisha and Rhonda.
Dang, man.
Read the first two lines.
If I told you once, I told you twice.
That's not the first two.
That was the first two.
QB throw the booty like a groupie.
All right, live chat. You got to help us. What's
live
going
chat
on?
Is not
going
to help.
I mean, Chanel got the last one, Mary J. So she got the last one.
One is also Mary J. I Can Love You featuring Lil Kim. I can love you.
Well, not right now.
Well, all right, I'm going to give you one more chance.
One more chance.
This is Mary J. Blige too.
Okay.
I got Love Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone. I'm already on the bone. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around. You got good stuff at home.
You know, I like how you're reading it all different now. Ooh. Okay.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
If I'm locked up north, I'm going to keep you in the world. Never showing your stuff off, boo.
Tonight's not our night, honestly.
Y'all do not listen to Mary J. Blige. Oh my gosh, she's a legend. I got to see her perform and I just want to show her love and do a special edition of Guess That Bar. But that one was Method Man and Mary, You're All I Need to Get By.
Man, I'm sorry.
You got a half right. You said Mary J. again.
Well, I knew it was something.
Do y'all listen to Mary J. at least?
You know, I do. I like Just Fine.
Hold on.
That's a good one.
And I No More Pain.
Yeah, that was too depressing. I didn't want to do that.
No.
All right.
Well, that just
hers wasn't. All
right. Well, let's get into the trending tweets. This is where we pull the tweets from all the people watching Love and Hip Hop and seeing what they're saying about it. Jay, what did you find?
All right. So the first one I found was from Bubblegum. She said, "Stop lying, Mimi. You know you want Stevie or you would just move on." And they got Candace saying the lie.
Is it Mimi or Stevie?
I think it's Stevie.
I think it's Stevie. I think she has moved on. She don't want to deal with that mess. She don't want to deal with Stevie.
Yeah.
And Stevie got that plain look in his eyes on that scene where she was going off on him like, ooh, stop. He even brought her in and said, give me a kiss. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's still in love with her and he makes you want to slap him.
Literally, that cockiness needs to go.
Like, stop like flirting that with me.
Because in his mind, he's like, I already have her.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's not the good mentality.
I agree.
The next one would be from Latasha Riginal. And she said, Carly is hormonal and emotional. I hope that man is not abusing her. It's not looking good. I agree, Latasha.
What are the hormones? From her trying to have a baby? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Poor Carly.
Yeah. Ooh, now that you think about it, she's had a rough this season.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I truly believe, that's why I believe with the whole, like, baby situation, I feel like, what if she's not really, I mean, I'm not saying she's not having problems, but, like, what if, like, you know, me personally, I believe, like, God doesn't want you to have a child with a certain person.
Right, for
a reason. And, you know, the things that she's going through with Mo, maybe he's not the one to have a baby with. Or even co-parent with, you know?
I said he wasn't the one when I first saw him. Okay, what's the next tweet?
Joski Dondada said, Stevie's toxic masculinity really can't take that Mimi is in a relationship with a woman, and she probably take care of Eva better than he do.
Is he mad because she playing ball overseas and he can't get a hit? Look, did y'all hear him in the studio? He sounded crazy.
No, he literally sounded crazy. No, he was just sounding crazy. I'm like,
what are you talking about?
I mean, like the artist that he be putting on there.
Escalita.
But do you think that people are a little more easy on the situation, or kind of like on Ty's situation, just due to, like, you know, it's a same-sex relationship rather than just with another man?
I don't know. It's tricky. I just feel like, I don't know. I know some people that have that situation. I don't necessarily condone it. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, hate on it either, but I just feel like that's confusing to kids sometimes. I feel like they should get introduced to it later on in life. But hey, that's her life, and that's her child. So I don't know what to say on that topic. But yeah, people do have something to say about same sex and children and and adopting. I don't know. I just feel like if you make that choice, some people say it's not a choice, then you should, you know, do what you can, which is not have a baby. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a baby. You gotta adopt. So
I feel like that's a really it's a random transition for the kid, if anything, because it's just like, okay, now I have to
understand. It's confusing. Yeah, it is. That's confusing. Why I said it should just wait. I don't know. Just like you wait to talk about sex with your kids.
The birds should, and the bees.
Exactly. You're going to wait to introduce certain lifestyles to the kids. That's just me.
Got you.
I don't know. All right. Well, that was brought us down. Let's get into this breaking news and gossip we have.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So I had a great time at the BET Awards, and I ran into quite a few of the cast members. I actually got a chance to find Akbar on the way to the concession stand. She was talking about being the queen of ATL like she always is. Let's get into it right here. She was just over here talking with her friends.
And I'm the queen of the real bar, personalized, medical, and all that. I got everything. Yeah.
You the queen of Atlanta, Akbar?
Queen of Atlanta. They can't fuck with me. I want... Who out-rapping me? Which one of these bitches can out-rap me? I'll wait.
She's still talking stuff, so yeah, we ran into her.
Impact on your life. That's when you get that.
We ran into her, and yeah, she's like, she's going to try to come on the show. So we're going to stay in touch with her. So Akbar, I'm going to hold you to that, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I also was on the red carpet, and I got a chance to talk to Shay. She stopped and talked to me and told me about a little thing she has going on. So we'll go ahead and...
Just good.
Okay. Yeah.
And working that red. Make an impact on your life. That's when you get that status. If you can make an impact on the world, you deserve that status. But I can tell you, I have a fibroid awareness event coming up in Miami at the end of July, which is Fibroid Awareness Month. And we're just bringing awareness to the situation because a lot of women, they don't know their options and they don't speak on it. But I'm speaking on it because I had them. So yes, for more information, go to my Instagram. I am Shay Johnson.
Yes, Michelle. All
right. Okay, yes. Shay. And she looked good.
She looked good. So I was basically asking her about being an icon and getting to that level, like a Mary J and a Tyler Perry, who were honored at the BET Awards. And that's what her answer was. And then she was telling about what she plans on doing to become an icon. And she's talking about fibroids and what she had to go through for her journey. So she's doing that for all the ladies out there that need the information and the support. So shout out to Shay. We got to get you back in here, girl. All of the cast members, Carly, Shay.
Ooh, everybody.
Come here and talk to us.
Shekana. You my girl. Yes. I need you up in here, Shekana.
So before we get out of here, let's do a little bit of prediction.
Okay, down. Let's do it.
Predictions. AfterBuzz prediction.
I see it in the future.
What's going to happen?
That's oh, you going to me?
Yeah, go ahead and predict something, girl.
Girl, I predict that it's going to be a showdown with Jock and his crazy partner in crime at the hair salon. It's,
after she burned
she
down
the go. Shop.
She got to go.
I'm praying somebody fires her.
But it's a partnership. It's a partnership, supposedly.
You can't illegal, like, you can't write something, a contract? You can't get out of
a
contract?
I mean, I feel like the contract has been done.
He had a lawyer girlfriend. He'll figure it out.
I don't know. And that's you know, what I'm she's saying. She's on Team Jock, so if anything, she's not.
She got to go.
I don't know. I think I'm just a little curious as to, like, as far as, like, how the Akbar situation, like, happened, you know?
Which
just,
one?
How coming to Shekana's seminar. Like, how Shekana's going to tell everyone, like, what happened, like, how are they going to react? Because I feel like they're introducing Akbar to the other women now.
Well, I think this is going to be an introduction to the baby daddy that we never met. Maybe they'll bring a new cast member and we'll be having somebody else to fight over.
Get your little bag, baby daddy.
Because I was kind of wondering how Shekana even showed up on the show. Because I'm like, where did she come from? Out of, you know, like, I get Akbar's a new cast member and Pooh and her husband. But Shekana was kind of a throwaway because she was coming from Family Hustle and now she's on Love & Hip Hop. So I was like, What's the correlation? So now we're kind of seeing her and Akbar tied together through the baby daddy situation.
Maybe, like, the baby daddy is friends with, like, the guys or one of the guys. Like,
I'm sure the way ACL is. You're
not really.
Everybody friends with everybody. What they saying in the live chat? What are they saying? Are they saying anything?
Mm-mm. Girl, not about that situation. Right. They were mostly talking about Carly with the Dr. Jeff is a no. I would never go to him if Mo didn't hit Carly. She is messed up for portraying him that way.
All right. Well, I feel like at the party that Armani wants everybody to have, it's going to be drama there. I don't think Erica and Bambi and Scrappy are going to be able to figure it out. I think they're going to still become separate, not co-parent, you know, the same way Mimi and Stevie are. And I also feel like Kendra is going to break up with Jaceel. I think, you know, all the drama, she's finding out about these girls. She's finding out, like, yeah, we've been together 4 years, but you haven't really been with me 4 years. So I think a lot is coming out, and it's just going to be like, I don't have time for this. You
think they'll break up and then get back together? That's what they go through.
I don't think so. I think Kendra is the type of woman that will
I don't know. Jack got an effect on these women. You see how all these women are still plotting, trying to get back with them. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We had a great show and a great time with hanging with you all today. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Piece. Where can they find you, ladies?
Well, you can find me on Instagram for my handle is Miming Official, MAIMING Official.
And I'm Lanisha. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
All right, we're getting out of here. Till next time. See you next week. Same time. Tell a friend. Hey.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.